One More Trip, a Leverage Stargate SG-1 crossover, written by Murfelly and read by Katie Hart. Spencer. The voice on the other end was attempting upbeat, but the military cadence was strong. Elliot swore under his breath. He thought this was all behind him. Sir, came out clearly as he kissed his plans goodbye. We need you. Of course they needed him. He just hoped Hardison didn't try to track his movements too closely. Thankfully, Elliot had learned how to move off the grid long before Hardison showed him how hard it was. I'll be there. Maybe it would pay off in the long run. Elliot just told himself that and started moving for the most secret base in the United States. Mitchell, meet Spencer. Spencer, Mitchell has the SG-1 now, O'Neill said. The two men took stock of each other as the senior officer waited for an explosion. Promoted you out of the fun, huh? Elliot said, refusing to fall back into full military bearing. It was easier than thinking he was going to be running on an alien planet with a guy who didn't know all his history for this command. Something like that, O'Neill answered him. Mitchell opened his mouth, but O'Neill cut him off. Elliot kept the smile behind his teeth. He knew O'Neill missed this. Spencer is a retrieval specialist. He's also the only member ever attached to our program that can spar Teal'c to a standstill. O'Neill focused on Mitchell as he said it. Vala won't do for this run. There's a shoot-on-sight order for her in that system. Elliot tried not to look too smug at the compliment to his fighting skills while filing that new name away. Mitchell nodded once, then started the briefing. It spoke either well for his ability to adapt to new orders, or was a problem to be handled down the road if he was a by-the-book asshole. Elliot listened to the briefing. After his recent work, this should be easy. Less con, more fight, and the payday would be good enough to keep him in the clear until Sophie figured out their next move. Elliot did look at Dr. Jackson, though. "Weren't you dead?" he asked. "It didn't stick," the team geek answered. Elliot just nodded. This command was always weird. "So, where did you go and what did you do?" Hardison asked, as they all watched the game. Elliot gave a half-smile, thinking about alien fighters and strange artifacts. He'd had fun busting Jafai egos while he was on that run, and the SG command got what they needed. Funny, Elliot thought, that he'd picked up that much from Parker along the way. "Oh, you know, exotic locations, pretty faces, and a few fights," he shrugged it off. "Same as ever." The end.